It is your KORN News Radio Sports for this Wednesday, December 10th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Reserve seats courtside for the season upcoming for Mitchell High School basketball are now on sale. For $200 per seat, fans can get admission to all home games, including postseason contests, excluding the Hoop City Classic games at the end of the month. Only 40 seats are available courtside, and for more information, contact the Mitchell High School Activities Department or visit the Mitchell High School website. Mitchell basketball will get their season started on the road next week on Tuesday with a doubleheader versus Watertown. Also coming up this week for the Mitchell Colonels, gymnastics will host O'Gorman for a duel. That'll be at the high school gym Thursday evening starting at 5 o'clock. And Mitchell Boys and Girls Wrestling will head out west this weekend competing at the Rapid City Invitational. That tournament starts Friday at 11 a.m. Central Time. Also, a early morning start today for USD women's basketball. Coyote women will be at Bradley today. That starts later this morning at 11 a.m. Central Time. Coyote women are 8-2 on the season. Some of the first big signings of Major League Baseball's offseason yesterday. Kyle Schwarber headed back to the Philadelphia Phillies, agreeing to a 5-year deal worth $150 million. That deal could open up more deals at baseball's winter meetings as his other suitors execute their alternative plans. Schwarber, coming off a career year for the Phillies, set a career high with a National League best 56 home runs. Schwarber also led the majors last year with 132 RBIs. Also, the LA Dodgers have signed their new closer, Mets reliever Edwin Diaz, to a 3-year deal worth $69 million. Diaz is a 3-time All-Star. He'll turn 32 years old before the season in March. Diaz now joins a Dodger bullpen that struggled last year as LA shifted their rookie starter Roki Sasaki to the closer role in the postseason. Diaz has spent the past 7 years with the Mets, compiling 144 saves. The Chicago White Sox won the Major League Baseball Amateur Draft Lottery yesterday. They'll have the number one pick for the first time since 1977. White Sox were coming off a 102-loss year. They had the highest odds to win, and they did at 27%. The Twins, who had the second highest odds of receiving the first pick, will select third in next summer's Major League Baseball drafts. Shohei Ohtani has won the Associated Press Male Athlete of the Year award now for the fourth time. That ties Ohtani with Tiger Woods, LeBron James, and Lance Armstrong for the most among male honorees. Ohtani received 29 of 47 votes in balloting among sports journalists from the AP and its members. The award's been given out since 1931 as Ohtani helped lead the Dodgers again to back-to-back World Series championships this past fall. For more sports, check us out online at kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.